and call that weatherboarded.
Weatherboarded.
I believe the first old house we was talking about me living in, the two side rooms that on it was put up. The main house was logs, but the other was weatherboarded.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Did houses back then have these things on the edge of the roof that would carry off the rainwater?
No, they just dripped off like that out there right now. Mm-hmm. Just run off the house down on the ground. Mm-hmm. They didn't have no gutter or whatever they called them. Mm-hmm. I think that's what they called them.
That's what they called them then.
Gutters.
Mm-hmm.
I see. You know, on a house that has different slopes to the roof,
yeah,
a place where two different slopes meet right there, have you ever heard that place called anything?
Well, I believe they call it the valley.
The valley?
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's what he's talking about. That's what we call the cone, where the roofs come together like that.
No, he's talking about, let me see where else I could tell you. I don't know an area right now. But where this L in here? Mm. It's over here at this church, you know, where that back foot and then come down there, right over that little. Yeah, that's what he's speaking about. Where they come down together on both of them. And they put tin or something in there for to put the shingles to bring the water on out.
Right.
Yeah,
I see. Most of the roofs around here were shingles.
Well, yeah, most of it's shingles now. We used to make it all out of cypress timber, but that's where it's not in it now. Folks now that does in the building, they buy this some kind of composition roof. This old house just got old tin on it. I call it tin, galvanized stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you have any buildings out back of the house where you might keep firewood or tools or something like that?
No. All the buildings I got is right out there, except right there is what we call a wash house. If they got a washing machine, a building, of course it's got, you just walk in and out. That's why you're talking about junk. Some of that junk in there.
Yes, right.
Yeah.
When you were growing up, what kind of buildings did you have on your farm?
What kind of buildings did you have on the farm?
Yes, sir.
Well, we had what we called a crib. We put the corn feed stuff in. Usually had some sheds on the side for either side room or stables we called to put the stock in. And about over the field, maybe they'd have a cotton house too. You pick your cotton and take it up there, carry it up there, but you sack full weight and empty it in there. They got a bale of cotton.
That, you know, the upper part of the barn, did you keep anything in that upper part of the barn?
Some folks made what they call a hayloft up there, put a floor down here and put hay up there. Maybe they'd pick peas in the hull, maybe store them up there. Peanuts, we used to roll peanuts for hay.
Or did you?
How was
it? Weren't that the job of getting them things together?
Have to have a house to put them in.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Did, after a farmer cut his hay off the field, if he wasn't going to bale it, what would he do with it?